This episode of The Slow Good Life is brought to you by Slow Talk Podcasting, a turnkey recording studio featuring podcast development, production, distribution, and marketing. Check out Slow Talk Podcasting online at slowtalkpodcasting.com or call them at 805-234-5056. Welcome to another episode of The Slow Good Life. I'm your host, James Davis, and co-host today is Craig Marshall. And hey, Craig, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks, James. We got an exciting guest today. We're really excited to talk to someone who's bringing something here to locally to the Central Coast that we really haven't seen before.
I think this fits well with The Slow Good Life. We have in the studio David Smith, General Manager of Hotel San Luis Obispo. Welcome, David.
Hey, thanks, guys. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, this, of course, is a lot of focus going on with the soon-to-be-opened Hotel San Luis Obispo, and a lot of people that familiar with downtown wondering, what is going on? This is quite a deal because, you know, people that I live close to downtown, we've been watching the last two and a half years, but it's starting to really take shape rapidly. Balconies, and we go to the Palm Theater and look over there, and now you can see there's a drive-through in front. Must be an exciting time, David.
Yeah, it is. It really, once that scaffolding comes down, it's starting to look like a hotel, and it really changes the whole posture of how people see it and relate to it too. So it's looking good.
Yeah, and looking at the website for our listeners, hotel-slo.com. Real simple to get to. And I like that logo with the smile. That's pretty cool.
That's a fantastic logo. Yeah,
that's been fun, and it's been a collaboration. But yeah, it definitely. I think it says something about SLO. Why everybody's so happy to be here? One of the happiest towns in the country, right? And but it also speaks a little bit to the hotel. So casual but elegant.
I like that mix, David. You know, a lot of people know the wine country in Napa and Sonoma, and a lot of comments when I was growing up, I'm a San Francisco native, was, this is really classy, but how do I touch this? How do I relate? And of course, down here in this county, especially in Paso Robles, the wine country, people love, they expect that quality, but they don't want the haughtiness with it. They want to touch it. They want to experience it. And looking at the website, it says Hotel San Luis Obispo is a modern urban resort that embodies the essence of SLO. As grounded as the inland hills that surround it, and as easygoing and playful as the quintessential California beach towns on its coast, Hotel San Luis Obispo is both a destination and an experience. It just makes me want to go visit. You're not open yet, but it makes me want to see it.
Well, that's great that works for you, and I'm definitely banking on it working for a lot more. So yeah, that's good.
Well, it paints a mental picture, and of course, the imagery is really incredible. You see the rooms, the different names, and then a little taste of the restaurants, and then, of course, the wider view of the context of San Luis Obispo.
Right. I mean, that's the goal, to blend, provide perhaps an accommodation that people have maybe been seeking. But, you know, the community's doesn't have a lot of hotels, although maybe people think they do. So this is an addition that hopefully will serve a clientele that maybe hasn't been served or maybe is being served elsewhere. And when I say elsewhere, I'm talking about other cities, not San Luis Obispo. Right. So we're pretty excited.
How did you get involved in the project? How did that come about?
Well, I'd done some work through a contact of mine with two of the founders of Piazza Hospitality, which are the owners of the hotel, about 20 years ago with the first hotel, a little bit more than 20 years ago on Healdsburg, Hotel Healdsburg, which was our first undertaking, and had met and done some work and just basically stayed in contact. The hotel in Healdsburg has just been a huge success. And since then, we've developed two other properties on the square in downtown, H2, and then, of course, the Harmon House. So when you come to San Luis Obispo, it has a lot of the same feelings that you get in Healdsburg. It seemed to be a natural migration to the south, in a town where we could still be on the square, still be a part of the downtown area, offer the things that we were offering that we've been successful with up north. So I called, been checking. I've always loved San Luis Obispo and checked in with the group, and this opportunity came up, and it worked for me and my timing, and I moved here.
You said before we started the podcast episode, a little bit before we started recording, that you'd actually visited here way back in 1967, and you weren't driving.
No.
With your parents.
Thank goodness.
That a family vacation passed through?
Or? Well, my parents, we had family in California since really the early 60s, and we'd make the trip from the Midwest or from the East out to California, and you'd drive from, of course, Los Angeles up to San Francisco and beyond. So San Luis Obispo is the perfect stopping off point, particularly at the point I was in my life when you have children in the car, which I was one of those. you can get out, stretch a bit. And it's also sort of the last view of the ocean and what's available before you get all the way north, too. So, and a tremendous climate change just as you go up over the pass, too. I mean, it has all the feelings that you get in Northern California, but it also has this wonderful weather that you experience in Southern California. It's just absolutely the perfect combination. And of course, when 1967, that wasn't really my thought, but coming back, I'm very happy to be here.
Yeah, we can get those 40-degree temperature differences between Pismo Beach and Paso Robles.
Literally 40-degree difference. Yeah. And for the regional tourist, that's a pretty cool thing when you've got a family and somebody wants to go up north and somebody wants to stay down. You know, you've got people doing that now, especially with automated transportation and Uber and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah. I mean, the real surprise to me is why more people haven't discovered San Luis Obispo.
Yeah.
I still... As I leave San Jose, as I'm driving down, when I visit our properties up north, and, you know, you sort of separate yourself from the city, and then you start looking at the agriculture and the pastures, it's quite amazing that this exists and more people don't know about it.
It's pretty incredible. I remember when Sunset Savor the Central Coast was looking at Santa Barbara to start up those annual events they did for about 6 or 7 years, and when they landed in SLO, they realized that this was the place that people didn't really know about. They may have passed through, they may have heard about it, but they knew Monterey much more detailed than Santa Barbara. And so I say to people to this day, you know, you may know Santa Barbara, you may know Monterey, but you don't know SLO.
That's right.
And then if you've stopped here, that doesn't do it justice. It's like going to China for a week or two and then being a China expert. You've got to come and enjoy what's so many experiences just in this county. It's incredible.
Well, it is. I mean, I started my career in Monterey as a trainee with the Hyatt company over there, and then migrated over to Pebble Beach. It's absolutely a wonderful part of the world, but it doesn't have what San Luis Obispo has in the area. Again, the weather really is a main factor here because you can be in this perfectly sunny environment with just perfect temperatures, and if you want to go to the beach, you're 6 miles away. I mean, it just really it's unique.
You can drive up to Morro Bay, little fishing town, you know, 10,000 people, even smaller than Los Osos, and you could literally sit right there in the dock and see the fish being brought in and know that that catch was today. And to get that kind of access all within a short drive.
Yeah, all within really 20, 30 minutes. I mean, you've got the wine, the beaches, the fishing, and absolutely a revitalized downtown area too, which just, there's just lots to see and do.
There's a lot of vibrancy, and I think that's going to continue to magnify as time goes by.
It is. It's a great experience. It's outdoors, downtown at its best.
We were talking before the episode a little bit, Craig and I, about the Live Oak Music Festival. It's a fundraiser for local public radio, KCBX. I have the privilege of doing radio at that event, and they just moved it for the first time ever of 30 years up to El Chorro Regional Park.
Yeah.
And so I think the Hotel San Luis Obispo is going to be a great resort for people like Mavis Staples. They had to take her a half an hour away down to Santa Barbara. And I think that's just going to be, I mean, I'm just giving one aspect of, I think it's going to come in so well for the hotel to serve for, you know, out of town visitors and guests and things.
Yeah, no, I actually heard a conversation about the move. And then I was out looking at all these wonderful flowers last month, actually 2 weeks ago, and stopped in Pozo as well.
Oh, right.
And, you know, you've got the concert scene, or you had the concert scene there as well, and it's all very close, and there's just plenty to do and discover. So.
Absolutely.
Yeah, certainly is. So amenities for the hotel. I saw a footage of the crane dropping the pool onto the rooftop.
That would be Sierra Hotel.
Oh, that's a different hotel. I apologize.
No, that's no apology. They are doing absolutely a great job. And, yeah, that's been – the video's pretty dynamic when you think about what it takes to move that. So we do have a pool. But ours is on the entry level deck. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the other difference,
picture right here on the website. Okay.
The other difference is Hotel San Luis Obispo is a couple of blocks, a little bit up the hill, and it's adjacent to the downtown, just a few blocks. It's right there, but it's a little bit up the hill. It's a little bit off the beaten path. It's kind of interesting placement.
Yeah, we couldn't be happier with our location. I mean, you got the Mission there. You've got Monterey Street. You've got some great restaurants all in walking distance. And then, of course, you have what downtown has to offer as well. So it's just, the location's pretty spectacular.
And I read about a rooftop bar. Is there an opportunity for live music up there, Dave?
There is. I mean, we do have some, we want to be good to the community. We want to make sure that it's not a club, that, right. You know, the hours are kept reasonable. But, yes, we've got 4,500 square feet up there with a bar. And a bocce court, so we can accommodate, you know, events, live music, and nice. We are open to the public, too. And that's one of the things. We want to create it where, regardless of what's happening up on the roof with an event, that the public can still come up there and enjoy the bar. The views are just spectacular from up there.
Wow. It's going to be amazing.
And so the restaurants, obviously there'll be interest in checking out the restaurants. Tell us a little bit about the two very different establishments that'll be there.
So we've got two restaurants, Piadina, and that'll be our all day. That'll offer fare from really 7 in the morning till about 11 at night. And then we have Ox and Anchor, which is steak and seafood. As you go into the courtyard, one will be on the west side and one is on the opposite side. Ox and Anchor is dinner only. And then I have got about 10,000 square feet of conference and catering space, which we can also serve. So we've got three kitchens, three bars, one in the roof, which you mentioned, one in the main lobby, and then, of course, a one in the steakhouse as well. So
looking at some pictures of the delicious food on the website, yeah, maybe you can tell us a little bit about the executive chef that's going to be working for the hotel. What's his background?
We've been pretty lucky to have Ryan join us. I mean, he started down in Santa Barbara, but he's worked for the French Laundry, Parse. The last 10 years, he was up at Barn Diva up in Healdsburg. Not only just talented as far as his food, but also is very, very in tune with taking what is produced locally here and incorporate that into his menus. So we've been working together the last month as he came down here. He's moved his family here. He's out in the community looking to see, you know, who are the vendors where I can get the fresh product from, you know, as well as agriculture and that type of thing. So just a talented guy, calm guy. His kitchens are quiet and well organized. So I'm very, very happy that Ryan decided to come down here and join us.
That's really something to look forward to. And I know the whole farm-to-table movement is just very strong, especially in this area when people realize all the different agricultural products that are growing in this county. A lot of people see the beaches, they think of Pismo and tourism, but the agricultural product range is so diverse in this county. Meats and seafood and fresh vegetables and produce. Just the farmer's market is just incredible and growing, actually growing.
It is incredible. I mean, Ryan, we just actually had some lamb from one of the local providers here that was delivered yesterday. It's great product. It's available and it's readily available. So, and that's really a unique aspect of hospitality. You want to make sure that as you put your menus together that you can be consistent when you need to be consistent. But here, there's just so much available that's local. And, creatively, I think, and I can't speak for him, but I know that, you know, as he creates, that's important to him as well.
And with social media, so many people really enjoy taking a picture of their latest meal, where they had it. I mean, sometimes our customers and guests can be our greatest, you know, spokespeople. And people like to know the story about the food and to have a chef that can tell the story. I was down at this farmer's market, or I sourced this from here. It just adds to the whole dining experience, not just for tourism, but locals alike.
I've worked with, you know, a lot of great chefs in the past as part of the hotel, and Ryan is special. That's all I can tell you. I mean, he's just, I know he and his family are happy to be down here. He's down to earth, so not a lot of pretense, and the quality product that he can put out is pretty amazing.
Mm. Looking forward to trying some of that.
Yeah. You know, shifting gears a little bit, David, I'm interested to find out, in your free time, when you get a little bit of that stuff, just living here with the launch right around the corner, what kind of things do you enjoy doing? Music and events and hobbies?
Well, I do. I'm a outdoors advocate, so I have just absolutely fallen in love with I wake up relatively early, and I try and get out onto one of the hills or the mountains every morning.
Nice.
Try and get in an hour and a half of hiking or exercise, which really probably starts the day right. There are a couple of local bars that I enjoy as well, so
with
the right people. So
yeah.
You've just got a little bit of everything here. The beaches in particular, back and forth, we're thinking about a beach club where our guests can go down to Avila, and we'll have towels and umbrellas and ready for them. They just check in,
Nice. And
they won't have to load it in their car. It'll be there. Somebody will take it up. So, I mean, there's some really spectacular beaches that way. I mean, just from an access standpoint, not to mention just they're pristine, not a lot of wind. So I'm not the guy that's going to be under that umbrella at the beach, but I do like going down there as well. And of course, travel. Travel's just, you don't have to go very far here to find something interesting and new. So I try and find a new place every week that I can go to when I'm not working and discover.
Have you had the opportunity to try the zip lines up at Santa Margarita Ranch?
I have not, but our director of sales wants to do a group event with the team, and she said, David, we have to do this.
My wife is a teacher for a local school, and the principal got the group together, and they did. She actually went before I did. I haven't done it yet, but she was telling me what a blast it was. They went as a team, and it was just an incredibly fun experience.
Yeah, I think so. I think that that's the kind of thing. From weekday versus weekend, weekends have always been pretty good out here as far as business hospitality wise. But you know, having these kind of events and locations where people can go during the week, it helps with the weekday business as well. So as a business, the more of this, the better.
Yeah. Have you driven up Highway 1 before as well and gone to Big Sur and explored all up there?
I've spent so much time in Big Sur.
Okay,
I moved to Monterey, and I'd never driven the southern route. I didn't realize how accessible it was until I moved here. And I said, well, you know, I'm just going to go up and see what's going on. And there are very few places in the world where you can get that much elevation above the ocean and still just be driving that slow.
I mean, it's pretty crazy.
Yeah, it's like I said, I just really have a hard time understanding why more people haven't discovered this area.
True.
Yeah. Well, we're gonna help them do a little bit of that, aren't we?
Yes, we are. Hey, Art. I see there's a post here about art at the hotel. Do you have a variety of different art on the walls? And I want to know what the Moon Gate is too. I see this. It says upon the entry, Moon Gate. We were wondering, what is
that?
That
piqued our curiosity.
Yeah, it did.
It's a crescent entrance into the area, typically called a Moon Gate in architecture. So, and then we'll have one on the Paseo side, too, because you can walk through that area. If you park in the garage, you can walk through the middle of where the hotel is, through the first gate, and then down the steps to the whether you're going to H&M or Giuseppe's or one of these other locations there. There's a walkway there as well, so that's how that's described, and that's how we've been discussing it. So but architecturally speaking, it's a unique feature of the entrance and the southern, or I'm going to say the eastern exit of the building as well, or of the facility.
Can't wait to see that come to realization.
They've done a great job. I mean, it just keeps getting more and more revealed as we get a little closer. And I'm even surprised some days when I walk over and how well thought out it's been. Mm. And we've had time to do it, too. So since 2005.
I wanted to follow up a little bit about that. A lot of people, the last couple of years, they go, look what's popped up. But, You'd mentioned it's on the website, and I recall about 3 or 4 years ago when things were starting to pick up as far as building and permits, that this project started back in 2005. Is that when the original permits were issued, David?
That was the first set.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you know, anytime you do this type of thing, you work with the local city, and you make sure that everybody's on board. So the process is a long process, but usually by the time you're ready to start your construction, you've gotten a lot of input. And that input is generally, I think, healthy for the project and healthy for the community. So
Most definitely.
And I noticed the hotel really reflects the surrounding areas. The Ah Lewis Lookout, which actually looks right across the street.
Correct.
To the original Ah Lewis store, and then some other names that we were reading about today of different rooms and different features at the hotel, all tie into the surroundings.
And we also, the original, I believe it was the Shanghai Lo sign that was out. We're restoring that, and that will also become a part of the project.
Oh, yeah. That's wonderful.
You know what?
I ate there many times as a child. Mi Hang Lo.
Now that's really powerful. Yes. I didn't know that. I know the owners next door.
The palms.
Yeah, right there. Yes, yeah. Yes. Great, folks. Oh, that is really a good bow to the traditions of the area and the
history. Absolutely. And at night, instead of chocolate, you'll have a fortune cookie on your bed when you know, for turn down. So you just try and tie it in as much as possible and make it fun.
I'm thinking, you know, I love to create unique events, and I've had the privilege of working with Sunset and some veterans benefits, local youth scholarships. I would love to see a display. I mentioned the artist John Landon that just passed, that lived in Shell Beach, had a gallery. That would be so cool to have John's work displayed, maybe do a show there at the hotel.
Well, and we've the owners have talked about that, and they're proponents of that as well. And we have some commercial space available on Morrow. The art featured in the guest rooms are 12 different pieces from a local artist as well. So forgive me for not mentioning the name, but we've commissioned those pieces, and we'll be able to use those not only in the guest room, but if we want to do postcards and that type of thing as well.
Nice.
So
nice.
But the art in the community is important. We understand that. And, you know, there's some fascinating things not only happening with local artists, but even, you know, with Cal Poly, with what they're doing architecturally speaking. So there's some tie-ins there that, you know, we'll create some events around that as well. So the goal is to get the hotel open, and then as we move forward, figure out what works for the community and what people find interesting, not only just to draw people to downtown, which San Luis Obispo has done a great job getting people downtown. It's really a vital that was probably the first thing that I really noted when I came here. But create another reason for people to come downtown.
Yeah. Hey, as far as jobs being created by the hotel, are you going to be staffing with a lot of local folks or some out of the area you have to bring in? How's that going to go?
Yeah, the position's based on, you know, what was available here locally. But I would have to say that currently with the current team, we're about probably 50% local. And that would be the management staff. And as we basically go in the community, we just attended 2 job fairs over the last 2 weeks, one at Cal Poly and one at Cuesta. So the intent is to hire local as much as possible. As a matter of fact, it really is the only way to go. You've got to, particularly as we're looking at about 200 positions we need to fill. So, we've been very fortunate to be able to find people locally here. And we've had time to do that as well. So
Wonderful. Hey, I saw you have a spa at the hotel as well. Maybe you can touch on that.
Yeah, so spa, 12 treatment rooms. Our spa director joined us from Austin, who had also lived up in the Bay Area in Northern California, up in Santa Rosa. So we'll basically, with the 8 treatment rooms, and we'll also be open to the public, to the outside as well as local hotel guests. So, you know, it's over 3,000 square. We have a couples room. We have access to the swimming pool, the hot tub, as well as the features within the spa.
Wow.
And she's busy working right now, just making sure that she's got the team put together to do it. So
Wonderful. Yeah. So is there going to be like a media opening or any type of that thing for a preview before the hotel actually opens?
That's the intent. Yeah. And once we have a firm opening date, then we can sort of plan around it. Yeah. So, right now, you know, what we're doing locally are we want to do a shopping passport for downtown with the local shops, both some of the larger chains, but as far as the independent ones too, the unique. That's really what makes downtown is the unique shopping opportunities there. And then as we formalize and we know that the date is firm, then yes, right. Absolutely.
Right. Okay. Now, I grew up in San Luis. I live in Paso Robles now. James lives in SLO, obviously, he mentioned earlier, but I've seen a lot of change in downtown San Luis Obispo over the years. My parents owned a shop in the old network. You've seen where the network is now in Higuera.
I have.
It was very bohemian back then. It was a lot different than the network is now. I've seen a lot of change, some not for the better, but some for the better. And obviously, this hotel brings a brand new entity and something vibrant to downtown that I've never seen. You know, it's kind of a next level thing.
Well, I mean, it matches basically what Piazza Hospitality is about. You know, with the whole idea of the Piazza, where the town center where people gather, and you know, having access to that without once you arrive. You've arrived in town, and you need not get in a vehicle unless you want to. If you want to, you can. I mean, we're surrounded by fabulous wine country, both to the east, to the north, and to the south. So there are those options, but it just is one of those places. California has these unique cities, and we've been fortunate enough to be in two of them. And our next project in Sebastopol, the same thing, town square. And access to that. So, and we've had some great help locally as well.
Yeah. So. It's interesting. The name Piazza, of course, it reminds me of Venice. We got to take a trip there in 2004. My brother-in-law got married in Vicenza, which is just to the east. And the Piazza and knowing in Venice that no matter what little bridge you take, you're still okay.
You're good.
And when you get that feeling in SLO, and they had a little bit of that with the Granada Hotel, which is a smaller boutique hotel. And so when people started getting that, I thought, this is new. This is very much needed. Of course, welcome Hotel San Luis Obispo and Hotel Cerro also, which is exciting to see that where people will get that downtown experience, never have to leave. And like you say, if they choose to, it's fine. But if they want to just hang out, they can experience it all right downtown.
Yeah, and I have to comment, you know, Granada has done a great job.
Yeah.
I think in some ways they've really set the precedent for creating an environment where it says it can be done in SLO. They've got some great accommodations, great food and beverage.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's 17 rooms, but, you know, our team, when they come down here from the north, that's where they stay.
Yeah. So, and that says a lot.
And it's just, it's easy. Kudos to them and what they've accomplished there for sure.
I like the way the business community supports each other in the Downtown Association. It's vibrant. It's getting better. They just brought in Bettina Swigger, used to be the executive director of Festival Mosaic.
Right.
Which has so much understanding of the whole county, but now focused on downtown music. It's exciting what may emerge or what's emerging downtown. It's going to be really, really neat to revisit Hotel San Luis Obispo 12 months in the future, David.
Well, I mean, 12 months, 12 years of the future. I mean, what kind of town? I mean, you can probably count on one hand the towns that have the activity that downtown has. I mean, It's even during the winter when things tend to slow down a little bit, you know, there are still people walking around. It's busy. And I'm sure that the colleges contribute to that. But then the local community, too, is involved. And that's what really makes it special, I think, at least for me.
Yeah. It's a great city. It's a great hub. And we love living real close to the creek, real close to downtown, just walking to events.
You got
you know?
Yeah, you got the advantage of just walking around.
Yeah, right? Yeah, we love it.
I walk to work. I was, you know, over the last 5 years of my career, probably on a plane at least twice a week. And, you know, taking either the Uber or driving and parking, then get on the plane, going to work for the week, coming home on Friday. I get up in the morning, we go hiking, and then go to work.
That's nice.
And walk my dog to work with me. So, I mean, you can't really do any better. And I'm not the only one that does that here in town.
It's the slow good life, and people really work to make it happen, not only for themselves, but for others. And David, I commend you and your team for creating what I think is going to be just an excellent hospitality destination for our city and for visitors and locals. You know, we always look for places to send folks, whether it's a restaurant or a hotel, and we're certainly going to be checking it out because I think maybe a third of the business may come from the locals recommending or inviting or taking somebody out to dinner and going, oh, I didn't realize that hotel here. This is incredible.
Oh, we're counting on it. And, you know, thank you for saying that. But this hospitality, this hotel works with the locals, and we invite everyone. So and we have something for everyone in town, as well as the guests that are visiting. So, you know, on Friday night, you go by some of these restaurants, there's a two-hour waiting list, and that's all local business. Right. I mean, not all local business, but a lot of local business. That's what drives that. So, we're excited about being here, but we're also inviting all the locals that want to come visit us. So
wonderful.
Tesla charging stations for electric cars. Will the hotel have some of those?
Yes. We have valet parking. It's one of our conditions is that there is mandatory valet parking. So guests will have the option to valet park with us. It's quite involved. You drive into the garage, and then we have these lifts that raise the car. You park another one underneath it.
Wow.
I like it. I feel like it's 1967.
Wow,
I'm a
cool.
kid, you know.
I want to see that.
I want to see that. So it's really an excellent utilization of space.
It is, really. So we can get, you know, our guests or anybody visiting off the street there. And we're fortunate enough to be by two local garages. And in the evenings, there's not as much traffic. And that's when people tend to come out at night, you know, for that type of thing. So, you've got to have something for everybody, and there are a lot of Teslas, a lot more than there were even 3 years ago. So
there are a lot of Teslas, and even though they're not planning on building a dealership, Tesla is very active in this area. My next door neighbor was one of the general managers for their office, and they've backed off on the dealership plans, but they're delivering more Teslas than I've ever seen.
Well, it's a perfect location, you know, because of the range on that electric car. Mm-hmm. You know, if you feel like it's getting close, you can pull in, and there's lots of places to charge up. So, and they charge, you know, depending on what you have, whether you have it at home or what we're doing is it's a quick charge. So,
wonderful. Those faster chargers.
Yes.
Yes.
More electricity, more charge, quicker.
More juice quicker.
Is there anything else as far as the hotel goes that message-wise or amenity-wise you want to tell our listeners about?
Well, just that. We're all happy to be here. We're happy to finally see it come to fruition. Personally, I'm happy to be here. There's a great team that's ready to serve everyone. And I'm really interested in people's input. So we want to do it well, but if somebody comes by and has a suggestion that helps us do it better, then we're open to that. So,
David, for our listeners that may tuned in halfway through the podcast episode, what's the website again?
It's hotel-slow.com.
And there's also a Facebook, Instagram page.
We do. And we'll be doing more social media after we get open. That's a big part, of course, in the world today. But you can check us out there as well.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, we've been, our guest today on the Slow Good Life has been David Smith, general manager of the brand new, up and coming really soon, Hotel San Luis Obispo. Our co-host, Craig Marshall. And great having you aboard, David. Thank you so much.
Yeah, it was great. Thanks for so much for coming in today.
Hey, guys, thank you both for your time, too. Thank you for inviting me.
Absolutely. We'll look forward to next time.
Right. Thanks.
All right. This episode of The Slow Good Life is brought to you by Slow Talk Podcasting, a turnkey recording studio featuring podcast development, production, distribution, and marketing. Check out Slow Talk Podcasting online at slowtalkpodcasting.com or call them at 805-234-5056.